Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our special current events study that we titled in the form of a question, What About September 2015? This is part two of two.
On September 23rd is Yom Kippur or Kippur, according to where you're from, and it's the Day of Atonement. And that'll mean something after the rapture. The feasts are not in play, folks. I'm just going to repeat that because that's what Isaac Newton falsely prophesied, that September 23rd, 2015 would be the end. He also got the Trinity wrong, so we'll just move on. And we'll continue. Here's some more. September 23rd, the Eid al-Adha, the Islamic Feast of the Sacrifice, begins. Do they need a special day? Because they're killing people every day of the year, you know what I mean? I don't know why they need that special day, but they do. That's the same day that the Pope arrives in D.C. to visit with Obama. Some have billed this as the beast versus the beast, but here's what, everybody's making a big deal about it. It's the 266th day of the year, so they say it must be the birth of something because that's the gestation period of a child, 266 days. On the next day, now here's the thing. This is big. It's just not what it's being made out to be. But this is the first time the Pope will have ever addressed the U.S. Congress. Huge. Why? Because it's setting the stage for when the final Pope is here.
Amen.
The beast. But this Pope is not the Antichrist as far as we know. We have no evidence that he's got any Jewish DNA, and he is yet to confirm the covenant with many for 1 week because we're still here.
Right.
Unless he confirms the covenant with Israel after the rapture, then we can say Franny, Francis, whatever he calls himself, the Antichrist. Yeah. Now, on the 25th, it's the 500th day of this prediction that was made on May 14th, 2014 by French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius. He's Fabius. And he made a countdown. He said in an interview, we have 500 days to do something or the economy is going to collapse. My question is, who cares what some French guy said?
Amen, brother.
I don't understand why this matters. I mean, he said 500 days and the countdown ends. It's because the other things are lining up on September 23rd, and that's why people make, the connection. But that same day, in concert and live at Madison Square Gardens, the Pope. Man, can you imagine? Have you ever seen the Pope on live TV and made yourself sit and watch it? It's terrible. And when he does speak English, you can't understand it. He's preaching to a billion people and never mentions the gospel.
Never.
It's incredible. Then on the 28th is the Feast of Tabernacles. And then that same day is the fourth blood moon. Here's another headline panic on CNN.com. Blood moon has some expecting the end of the world. And that's the kind of thing. People are really getting freaked out about it. We thoroughly refuted the blood moon scam in a message that's available on the internet. And it's very surreal to have Jim Baker back in business. But he was one of them promoting that.
Isn't he the guy who made that water park?
Yeah, and got busted with cheating on his wife and all that. Listen, there's no reason to panic or spend your spare cash on books and DVDs convincing you to panic. And that's what some people just like this stuff. And I know I'm not, there's just some people they're addicted to the panic. And there are very real concerns for this month and beyond, don't get me wrong. And the real major event of September could be this. It's not the apocalypse, it's not the rapture, but it's big. Here's a little introduction.
We say that evil is dark, but this metaphor is imprecise. evil is actually intensely bright, so painfully bright that people look away from it. Many even deny its existence. Why? Because once people acknowledge evil's existence, they know they have to confront it. And most people prefer not to confront evil. That is what led to World War II and the death of 55 million people. Many in the West denied the darkness of Nazism. They looked the other way when that evil could have been stopped and then appeased it as it became stronger. We are reliving 1938, the year that democratic Western nations assured a police state, the Nazi regime, that they would do nothing to prevent its expansion. That year, the British Prime Minister, Neville Chamberlain, went to Munich to negotiate with Adolf Hitler. He left believing Hitler's promises of peace in exchange for Germany being allowed to annex large parts of Czechoslovakia. Upon returning to England, Chamberlain announced, "Peace for our time." The 2015 agreement between America, Europe, Russia, China, and Iran mirrors 1938. The Nazi regime was a police state. The Islamic Republic of Iran is a police state. The Nazis' greatest aim was to exterminate the Jews of Europe. Iran's greatest aim is to exterminate the Jewish state. The West dismissed Hitler as the Jews' problem. The West dismisses Iran as Israel's problem. Nazi Germany hated the West and its freedoms. The Islamic Republic of Iran hates the West and its freedoms. Germany sought to dominate Europe. Iran seeks to dominate the Middle East and the Muslim world. And just as Britain and France appeased Nazi Germany, the same two countries, along with the United States, have chosen to appease Iran. In fact, there's considerably less defense for the Iran agreement, which awards Iran $150 billion in currently frozen assets and the right to keep its nuclear program, than there was for the Munich agreement. Prior to 1938, Hitler had not publicly proclaimed his aim to annihilate Europe's Jews. Yet Iran has been proclaiming its intention to annihilate the Jewish state for decades. There were no massive death to America demonstrations in Germany, as there regularly are in Iran. In 1938, Germany had not been responsible for terror around the world, as Iran is now. Nor was Germany responsible for the death of more than 1,000 Americans, as Iran has been in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Lebanon. The Neville Chamberlains of 2015 defend the agreement with Iran on two grounds: that the only alternative is war, and that this agreement has the capacity to bring Iran into the, quote, community of nations. The war argument is a falsehood for three reasons. First, the alternative to this agreement was continuing and tightening the sanctions that were weakening the Iranian regime and greatly diminishing its ability to fund terror groups around the world. Second, because the agreement so strengthens Iran, it makes war far more likely. When evil expansionist regimes get richer, they don't spend their wealth on building new hospitals. They expand. Third, Iran has been at war with America for decades. And whoever believes that the agreement will bring Iran into the, quote, community of nations betrays a breathtaking ignorance of the Iranian regime. The Iranian regime is composed of religious fanatics who are morally indistinguishable from ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and all the other mass-murdering Islamist movements. The Iranian regime has executed more people than any country except China and killed more than 6,000 Iranians just for being homosexual. A woman in Iran is not allowed to leave the country without the permission of her husband. The Iranian regime repeatedly calls for the extermination of Israel. No other country in the world is committed to annihilating another country. Iran is already the world's greatest funder of terror organizations. Imagine what it will do with another $150 billion. Imagine what it will do with the removal of the current weapons and missile embargo. Imagine what it will do with its intact nuclear infrastructure. This deal allows all three. Very few people have a chance to do something about the greatest evil of their time. When it votes on this agreement, the American Congress has that chance. I'm Dennis Prager.
And as of about 2 hours before coming to the service tonight, we received word that they got their vote. And Obama is going to get his deal. And you're talking about the death of a nation, a damnation of a nation right there. They're cursing Israel. $150 billion is about to be infused into the Iranian economy. And while we do not like seeing Iran get nukes, it is setting the stage for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. People badmouth Christians and say, "Oh, you want to instigate this stuff." No, we're just sitting back watching God work.
Amen. Well, it's not like God mentioned before. We overthrew Mogadishu in 54.
Study the history of the CIA and their involvement in foreign governments and everything. But God leaves a calling card. In Isaiah 42:9, he said, "Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." Muhammad didn't do that.
Amen.
The Quran, there's nothing like that. He gives general prophecies about one day everything will end. You know, whoa, that was a stretch, wasn't it?
He got that from the Bible.
Yeah, he got it from the Bible anyway. This is not in code or in mysteries, but in His Word. You got a book, then you've got everything you need to know about what's going on in Bible prophecy. You don't have to spend all this money on books and DVDs. Is there a reason? Now, don't get me wrong. There are from time to time good books. But this fad had caught on to the point where people were chucking their Bible and totally going by this stuff. And it happens every few years. Is there a reason for concern? Yes. But no more than in August, October, or any other month of the calendar spelled wrong. It doesn't matter what month of the calendar, there's reason for concern. Yep. And when September comes and goes, if the rapture hadn't happened, nothing changes for the Bible believer. You're still looking for Jesus to come at any moment. Amen. The Bible says to watch out, not freak out. Amen? 1 Peter 4:7 says, "But the end of all things is at hand." He said that when he wrote this in the first century. "Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer." How can he say that? It's almost 2,000 years ago. That took, it's to God, that's about how long that was.
Yeah.
2,000 years. In Revelation 13:11, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep."
Amen.
"For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that an awesome Bible verse right there?
Yep.
Every day you wake up, it's one day closer to you being with Jesus for eternity.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Be informed. Don't be a sucker. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this study in Your Word. We thank You for helping us with Your Word and Your Spirit to try the spirits and to discern. And Lord, a lot of people are getting suckered into this stuff because these things are spiritually discerned and they don't have Your Spirit. But there are others who are Christians and ought to know better, but they don't give things the Acts 17:11 test. And we just pray for those who are caught up into this hype that if the rapture doesn't happen, could happen any moment, could happen in September. But You haven't told us the day, and You've told us we can't know the day or the hour. And so if September comes and goes, there's going to be a lot of people pretty upset. Some of them spent a lot of money and invested their reputation on this stuff. And Lord, we just pray that Your Spirit will work in their lives to humble them, bring them to repentance, and that they'll no longer get caught up in this stuff. But Lord, we do want to be caught up in the Word. We want to be caught up in the zeal of the day we live. And Lord, to understand our time really is short. You really, really could come at any moment. And help us to have that biblical outlook and be on fire for You. To preach the gospel. To be in an attitude of prayer all day long. And to always be looking out for an opportunity to minister to others. And Lord, all this we do to bring honor and glory to Your blessed and holy name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
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 For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Now, you say, well, you don't know a person's heart. No, but I can hear what they're saying.
For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew 12:37.
I had a lady approach me just this weekend. And immediately I could pick up on it. There's something wrong with this. She complimented the video. Remember the lady in the book of Acts that went in front of Paul and said, oh, here come the man with the message of salvation from the Lord. And instead of Paul saying, hey, I want to hire you as my praise team leader. No, Paul looked and said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and a demon came out of him.
The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Acts 16:17-18.
She had a devil running around praising the men who were preaching the gospel. And this lady, I could just tell there's something wrong there.
But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 5:14.
And I don't apologize for it. Because when I'm dealing with somebody who has got a devil, or at least in their words appear to, I'm going to deal with them the way I'm taught to.
These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Titus 2:15.
You see, what most people want you to do is not imitate Jesus. They want you to imitate them. And that's what I was getting from this lady. I said, listen, I want, and I wouldn't say this to everybody, don't get me wrong, but I just knew there was something wrong. And I said, lady, you are the reason our churches are dying. You are coming after the preacher as he is trying to deal with people. And you are not wanting that preacher to act like Jesus Christ. You are not wanting that preacher to act like the examples of the apostles. You're wanting the preacher to act like a politician. You're wanting your preacher to act like you think they should act, and not the way the Lord thinks they should act.
Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. Isaiah 30:10.
I said, it's people like you that are killing churches. Of course, the preacher bears blame too, because he ought to stand his ground and tell her to take a hike.
After their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. 2 Timothy 4:3.
Came back a little bit later and thought, I'm going to do a little investigation on this. I won't go through the whole thing. But then I found out where this woman was coming from. She's a believer in universal salvation. She calls herself a Christian, but she believes everybody's already saved. Jesus died and paid for all sin, therefore everyone's saved. Therefore, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. You can live like you want to. It doesn't even matter if you profess to be a Christian. You're saved.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1.
Better watch. I'm just telling you as an example, folks. When people don't want you to take a stand for morality, when people don't want you to stand against the murder of these unborn children, when people don't want you to stand against the sodomites, when people don't want you to stand for what's right, they have an agenda. And it's not God's book. It's not God's word. It's the spirit of the age.
This is